Contractor Sales Pros is a place to ask questions and share strategies and best practices to help each other get better as sales professionals in the construction industry. If you want to level up your sales game and hang out with other cool people who are selling great stuff, great services, projects in this industry, head to Facebook and jump into the group that we have there called Contractor Sales Pros today.
Hey, buyers. Welcome to Friday Fails. Today, I want to talk about impatience and the importance of giving yourself a little time to let actions you're taking now take root before you get frustrated. You know, we've all been there. There's been lots of cases in my life, which I know mirrors all of y'all pretty well, where I take an action and before I start to see result, I start getting all pissy and getting all American and Amazon-y and wanting my results ASAP. And the areas where I've really kind of crossed this over the course of my life is in health. You know, I got on a fitness bent, trying to get in shape for the bike season, just trying to lift some weights or hit some fucking standard I set for myself. And I put in the work, I make the actions, I'm committed, I'm disciplined, and I just sit there waiting and waiting and waiting for the results. And sooner or later, impatient Dan starts rearing up. And it's just kind of like, fuck it. Like, what's the point of this if I'm not seeing the results? And, you know, I've seen it in health. I've seen it in relationships where I'm trying to, like, things get sideways and you're trying to turn things around. It just takes a while to get the results you're looking for. And certainly in business, I've had it. You know, you start seeing the writing on the wall. You got a big goal you're trying to get, whether it's a sales goal, a marketing goal, a hiring goal. You're putting out the effort. You're putting in the ads. You're doing the marketing spend. You're planning the future. And once again, you're making the small little steps. You're stacking all the little wins like we talk about. And it just seems like the horizon is not getting any closer. And frustration kicks in. I'm bringing this up because I had lunch with one of my one-to-one coaching clients a few weeks back. And this subject came up. This dude has been working with me for, like, I don't know, 4 months, and he's been dealing with the fight since like August or September of 21 and right before the Profit Summit. And let me tell you, he's taken everything we say to heart. He's making just baller ass moves as a complete leader in the group and doing everything. He's working on his personal mindset. He's changed his pricing immediately. So he starts making some serious money on the jobs going forward. He's got systems to stop some of the bullshit. Hired a great project manager, good at delegating all the stuff that he doesn't thrive at to others. So it gets done to the best of its ability. And that kind of freed him up to just being the face of the business, doing tons of social posts and really just doing all the right things of, you know, I coach a lot of guys and this dude just gets after it and fucking makes a to-do list and just gets it done. But as we were wrapping up, I was dropping him off at his house the other day after lunch, and, you know, expressed his frustration. And he was frustrated that the shit keeps coming. He's still taking the hits on some of these projects. And all the holes that he's been trying to climb out of just seem to be collapsing back on top of him, despite of all his best efforts. And I sat there and I listened to him for a little bit. And, you know, he's, unlike my business, you know, my average project in my paint business is, it's like a fucking week, something like that. Pretty short, which is about my attention span for people. But this dude does some big remodeling projects. So he's in, you know, 6-9 months. And, you know, I just had to express to him that some of the shit, it's just like, you just have to ride out the storm. It's like, once you're out there and you're into halfway through a 9-month project, and this project was lined up with the old you, the old pricing, the old systems, the old mindset, the old expectations, all of the shit we're working to distance ourselves with, right? From, right? They're still there. And they're not going away until that project runs its course, because the die was cast before he started making those changes. So my advice to him, my advice to both myself and the rest of us out there is, one, just have patience. You know, it's, things take time to take root and grow. You know, Tom uses the example of bamboo, where I don't even know the fucking details of it, but you plant it and you water it and you sit there and you stare at the fucking ground for like 3 or 5 years or whatever it is. And then suddenly the shit erupts and is ultimately like impossible to stop growing. That's the exact same analogy of a lot of these efforts that you're making on your business to get things going correctly in the future. You got to plant the seed. You got to nurture it. You got to water it. You got to wait. You got to wait for that shit to take root and then it's going to grow and then you can't stop it. So just keep the faith. The other thing to do is just not give up on doing the work. Just as far as keeping the faith, it's like, don't get discouraged. Just keep doing the same thing, working in the direction you want to go. Because the results that we're talking about, the lack of headaches, the great gross profit, the systems, all those are all lagging indicators of the work you're putting in. So it's not linear, like energy in, result out. Sometimes it's energy in, energy in, energy in, and then finally the result comes trickling around. So just keep plugging away, keep doing what you're doing, stay the course, and you will get where you're headed. And then finally, and this is the hardest one for me personally, and I think for most guys, it's just give yourself some grace, right? It's like, yeah, we've all made, I made fuckloads of mistakes in my life over these last 50 some years. And for a long time, I carried that shit around and beat myself up about it. And instead of doing that, what I've started doing is just forgiving myself for the past. It's like I'm doing all the efforts. We're all doing the efforts we need for our business. We're working in the right way. So just give yourself a little grace. Get a little bit of patience with yourself. Keep the faith in what you're doing and you will get where you are headed. So with that, I thank you for joining us on Friday Fails. See you next week.